Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the greatest show on planet Earth, the Von Wehhunt Show. This is epic episode 198 tonight with our show theme, The Deep State Killed Caesar. We're still in the Roman Ides of March. The start date of March 14th, 2024 AD. Yes, the Ides of March. Where the betrayers, the people into subterfuge, killed Julius Caesar, Knives, and the Roman Senate. Von Wehhunt was there to witness history yet again. Amazing how the world really is. I've always said truth is stranger than fiction. Pick your best fiction writer. And truth will always win out. It is completely strange world, a weird world at times, but truth is stranger than fiction. We'll never underestimate the raw and supreme power of the white Aryan man out there in America, in Europa, and around the world. The new dawn, gentlemen. Things are about to unravel and come unglued. It's amazing. Been watching the news about the national debt. We're at $34.5 trillion, as they say down there in the Southland of the Confederacy. $34.5 trillion. Greenbacks. Hell yeah. Did you know? So I told you on the last show that every 100 days now, going forward, we're going to go up $1 trillion in interest. $1 trillion. Some of you don't know how much a trillion bucks is. Well, let me tell you, it's 1,000 billion. So $1,000 billion in interest. We get nothing out of it, pure interest to the bankers. We'll be tacked on to the American national debt. Wow. Amazing. Well, that's going on. We've got an incoming sea for the third world mongrel hordes coming to America. And there is no one to really stop them. And everyone knows it. The media knows it. You know it. The government's not going to do a damn thing about it. This is high treason against the nation. I repeat that. That is high treason to leave our borders unprotected. Military tribunals will be in order in the future, I'm sure. They're going to have to be at some point. If not already, unbelievable treason, betrayal, and carnage out there. Haiti on fire. The most powerful man in Haiti right now is nicknamed Barbecue. Black gang leader, where he burns his victims alive. Then he and his gang members eat their flesh. Cannibalism is alive and well in Haiti. And our government and our corrupt leaders, they will never admit it. They probably won't think it or think that far, but what they really want, the militant ones, they want Haiti to come to America. Not just in the people migration. It's going to be sent our way. It's going to be the crime and everything else. And if you're in Florida tonight, I know we have a lot of listeners in the great state of Florida, DeSantis country. And by the way, if Trump wants to win the presidency, pick DeSantis as your running mate. This is not the time to be tinkering around or doing social engineering on the Republican ticket. This is not the time to put a black or a woman or some unknown Negro or some Indian who talks real fast, who's very glib, very articulate. You don't want that. Do not tinker with the template. The political template has been predominantly in our history, it's two white males of European descent. It's really what the people want. It's even what the blacks want. The blacks for Trump. I don't see any one of them saying they demand a black VP. They don't. They don't say that. Ever. If you pick DeSantis, you will lock down 95% of the Republican electorate. Because about half is Trump. 45% or so is DeSantis and some Nikki Haley idiots in that mix. And 5% are for who cares? Who cares? We don't even need them. I've always told you, we don't need the morons. We don't suffer fools gladly on this show. We just don't need all the Tom, Dick, and Harry's out there, all the morons. Don't need them. Don't want them. We're moving forward. My best advice, Trump, I know you're listening, your people are, it's been recorded. You've got over 200 media people who scan the radio airwaves, print media, and I guarantee you there's one right now listening to this show. And I want you to go to Mr. Trump, El Presidente, El Jefe himself. You need to tell him, speak truth to power, and say, Mr. President, do not tinker with the political template. You are not a shoe-in for president. I don't care what people tell you, what Fox News tells you. You are not a shoe-in, just like last one. I will talk reason to the mob. Everybody says Trump's going to win. It's going to happen. There's just no way he can lose. Well, tell that to the people who voted for Trump in 2020. Yes, Trump won technically, but that doesn't put you in the Oval Office. We all saw what happened, and the Democrats promised you. I mean, they promised you to your face, Mr. and Mrs. America. They're going to do it again because that's what they do. And if the Republicans don't get off their ass, get clever, they might need to get into some ballot harvesting of their own. Yes. If you're on a battlefield and if your opponent is gassing your troops and using chemical weapons, biological, and all you're using is, say, 22 caliber ammo, you got to step up your game to defeat them. You got to get down and dirty sometimes. Yes, you do. You might need to launch a few salvos of your own just to sort of mop it up a little bit and mess him up, level that playing field a little bit. Don't sit there on your high horse, Mr. American, and say, all I want is a shining city on a hill. Well, we all want that. Boy, it's like a mirage to most of America now. Where is this shining city on a hill that we were promised? It's our birthright. Damn it. I want it. I know you want it. Well, get off my soapbox here for a minute. Let's talk turkey, okay? Florida. Forget about DeSantis just for a brief second. You're about to be invaded by Haiti. They're going to be bringing in, they've already said, those people for, quote-unquote, humanitarian aid, humanitarian airlift, if necessary, and don't say they won't do it because they're going to do it. I'll tell you why. They want to flip Florida blue. This is the perfect. And you see how my mind works, folks. You thought I was going to talk about something else. When they zig, I zag. The Democrats are going to just bring in by the boatload, by the plane load, Haitian refugees to Florida. It's going to kill DeSantis. It's going to kill that state. They will make it deep blue. They're going to give all those black, Negro, Haitians, and all the criminals, all the gang people, government checks, Visa cards, EBT cards, you name it, because they'll say America is a very generous country. We have humanitarian ideals, and we're so high and mighty, we're going to bring them over because that's the right and moral thing to do. And don't you get sucked into it, the church crowd people, when they invoke morality. When has America been moral? In the last 20 years, especially. Come on. You're talking to Von Weehans here, not a rhino talk show host. Talk real on my show, and you all do, and I love it. This is not a place where we have to put up window dressing or virtue signal. You're talking to your Uncle Von. Rough and tumble, street strapper, intelligentsia extraordinaire, Uncle Von. So I'm telling you in Florida, get ready. This is a new kind of a hurricane. It's a black hurricane. It's coming your way, baby. They're going to exploit Haiti like never before, only this time. They've already taken millions. They've sucked it dry. And now they want the wealth, well, the electoral wealth of the people. And they're going to dump them in Florida, especially. You're going to get hit so hard. You thought you had a big African-American presence there. Now they're going to triple it, quadruple it. They're bringing them all over, as many as they can, before the election. Get them registered Democrat. And they're going to seize Florida, carpe diem. That's what's going down. You'll never hear about that on the mainstream media. I drive into work doing some consulting for a firm, and in the mornings hear these New York Fox News rhino guys. Will not name them. They mean well, but they can't say this stuff. They're paid too much money not to, and I don't blame them. Make those millions of dollars. No one's giving me $1 million. No one's knocking on my door. Hey, Von, we love you. Here's $1 million. We love the way you go on the radio. We love the way you comb your hair. See, they get paid a lot of money to shut up. And they'll distract you with everything else. Stock market, China, Russia, Russia, Russia. Putin this, Putin that. They talk like it's 1982. for God's sake. It's almost cringeworthy to me. I'm going, you guys, don't get me wrong. I get it. They're paid to put out a bunch of bloviated hot air to distract you. I totally get it. But I was paid $5-10 million a year too, or more, as a Fox News host. That's what I would do.
Sure.
Make your money. Buy your beautiful home in the Hamptons or on the shore. You know, live large. Write some books. Get a ghostwriter. Make even more money. Before you know it, you're worth $100 million. I mean, I don't fault anybody for playing the game. And that's what they are doing. So when you hear those guys, just remember what your Uncle Von said. Remember, they're told to not tell you certain things. Florida. I wouldn't want to be in Florida right now because you are coming up on a tsunami of people that are just going to swallow you whole. If you thought you had crime before in that state, you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch the gangs get there. As I said, the most powerful man in Haiti is nicknamed Barbecue. That's all you need to know. Use your imagination. Have you seen the Twitter videos? I have. Have you seen him burn people? They're all over the internet. Not even trying to look for it. Falls in my lap. People send me stuff all the time. It's unbelievable. Get ready, America. They say that the big show is about to begin. It's going to be one hell of a ride. The music of our ancestors, just love that. Well, rest in peace, Lakin Riley. It's not Lincoln, that dumbass Biden said Lincoln on the State of the Union, but it's Lakin Riley. Well, we will never forget what happened, and both political parties forsaken you. The nationalists, like myself, we don't forget or forgive these grievances. Your tragic death will be avenged. And also this week, I wanted to bring this up. Every now and then I bring it up. I love dogs, as everyone knows. A dog's life must be great. As you know, dog spelled backwards says God. And woe to those who harm defenseless animals and pets. That is an abomination in the spirit world. What you do to the least of my creation, the great man said, you do unto me. Think about it. We get no tolerance for anybody that harms or tortures animals. Animal abuse is one of the most cruelest things that anyone can do. They should pick on someone their own size. And they should get the consequences of that. Well, I feel a resurgence of our people out there. I feel we shall rise from the ashes of this heap of Bolshevism, I call it, and it's de facto Satanism running rampant in America, which has infected our once great country. They asked me the other day about abortion, of all things. That has not been on the big political burner, but I haven't forgotten about it. Of course, it's out there, right? To me, it's a demonic, satanic practice. I understand why people do it. I understand. But I often think of this. Did you know that our country has had like 60 to 70, depending on who you look at and read, 60 to 70 million abortions just since 1970? And I often think to myself, how many of those people I could have met, could have been friends with, how many I could have got into fights with, how many awesome women I could have met in that were aborted. Did we abort great scientists, possibly great presidents, maybe another Trump Jr.? We could have also aborted a lot of mass murderers, that's true, and a lot of criminals. But I often think about the benefits of who I could have met in my own personal life. There might have been a wife, two, three, or four in there, or one. There could have been some great girlfriends. Could have been some great guys to party with. Could have been a lot of people I could have met that I could have had a blast with. And I often think about that tragedy, that is as many people as like the country of France, just wiped out. Any small European nation has got about 50 to 80 million people, all gone, everyone gone, wiped out. It's not for me to judge. I'm just saying, just to say it. I think it's interesting to ponder, interesting to think about. Now, this is a spiritual plane of existence in my mind. This is a cauldron, spirituality, and that's why people, I think, see ghosts and apparitions, and they have premonitions. Their emotional intelligence could be high or low, but things happen out there. I think we've been only taught, or we only know maybe one-tenth of this plane of existence. You know, physicists will look at this and they draw up theories on our world. Quantum mechanics, theory of relativity, Einstein, you know, the usual players, right? But I think when you pass away, when you die, I think, well, like they always say, the biggest trip of all is not on planet Earth. It's when you die. Because you're going to see and know everything, probably instantaneous, in the palm of God's hand. And all I got to say is, I want to do more positive things than negative things. When do you get there? You want to be, you want that bright light to shine on you, if you know what I mean. So in this world, we are going to be judged. And that's okay, because we're imperfect anyway. You're born imperfect. I'm born imperfect. And we do our best. We slog through every day, do our best, and get through this thing called life. Hopefully, you have some fun along the way. I've always told people, smell the roses along the way. In other words, don't work yourself to an early grave. Have some fun. Travel. Do things. Have a good time. Because the best revenge in life, as I've always told you, is living well. And you want your life review in the afterlife to be a good life review. Yeah, you'll see some pitfalls, things you could have improved on, things you could all do better. But I always say, no one's perfect, but be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. That's all. Nothing more. Nothing less. Everyone's going to trip, stumble, and fall. Just be the best version of who you can be. And every day you get a little better, a little better. And that's the best that you can do. And that's all that's really expected, I think. And if you have anything else to say about that during the show, let me know. But, yeah, that's my spirituality segment tonight. Hey, you know what? We live in a spirit world. We live in a real world. It's a material world. It's a brick-and-mortar world, and it's a very dangerous world. Getting more dangerous by the microsecond, and especially if you live in Florida. That's my punchline to that. Oh, thank God for Arizona. It's God's country. It's built like Afghanistan, and we are impregnable to pretty much all the militaries of the world, unless they go nuclear. And even then, I think we've got a good shot at surviving. Well, we always get new people that call me and write me and call the show. You got to call the show during the show for you newbies, 563-999-3437. We'll get you on the show. First-time callers get first in line. But have it no other way. Gosh, I can't wait to get to some of your calls tonight. I know they're going to be great.
Es gibt ein Haus in Neu-Berlin. Man nennt es Haus Abendrot. Es war der Ruin vieler guter Jungs, von mir, mein Gott, litt ich Not. Hätt ich meinem Anführer zugehört, ich wäre heute daheim. War jung und dumm, war ein armer Jung, auf den Abweg geführt und gemein. Tage bleib ich dort, dort bei dem Haus Abendrot. cross.
Love that by Wolfenstein, House of the Rising Sun. Well, relax, Mr. and Mrs. America, and just wait for the mongrel hordes to invade us by the millions. It's quite obvious that the government won't do a damn thing about it, or the Congress, because they are all in on it. As the lion Lügenpresse media tells you, everything is great, America. Just vote Democrat or Rhino, and you'll be fine, right? As they desperately try to subvert, undermine you, your family, and the country at every chance they get. So tune in or tune out, as the choice is always up to you. They'll tell you, don't worry, be happy. Just remember this, and I mean this. If you see the bright atomic flash of a light before your very eyes, it's too late to make different choices, America. Carpe diem. We shall seize the day. We will survive anything. We're built that way. I'm your Generation X host. We were built to fight wars. Cold war, hot war, we don't care. Cold or hot, we're good to go. Got the gear, we're ready. And by the way, are you doing your preps? Are you doing anything? Well, I am. I put my money where my mouth is. I had some ammo come in this week, and I'm very happy about that. Some 7.62x39 ammo, which is very hard to find, because Biden, Democrat, banned it. But as your host, I have my sources. I have my clandestine sources. And I got some ammo that came in this week, which is really cool. Got a few guns that require it. And always expand your arsenal, gentlemen, wherever you can, however you can. Well, unfortunately, the American government under Biden wants, as I told you, they want the violent Haitian refugees to come to America. They will flood our shores very soon with their gangs, their violence, their crime wave, and all the Democrats see, I'm telling you, is new gerrymandered districts for the Congressional House and newfound electoral power. The Rhino cuts, as always, will do nothing about it. They will just say that they need more money to get more power, as they remind you all that they are the loyal opposition, and by God, they stood on their principles as Florida and America get invaded. Yeah. Every time they say that, if we only had a little bit more money, a little bit more money, please dig a little bit deeper. RNC says this time and time again. How the DNC is completely communist. This uniparty clown show must end. It is getting us nowhere and just creating more work for all of us to clean up down the road. As it must and it will be cleaned up one way or the other, we will see to that. The founders of America hate to burst your bubble. New York, Beltway, D.C., big media. The founders of America intended for this nation to be a white man's land. They did not intend for it to be a dumping ground for third world mongrels from terrible nations, from violent, beastie nations that will hate you, hate your neighborhood, and hate this country. The 1790 immigration law reaffirmed it. That one had to be free, white, a white male preferably, and age 21 to immigrate to America. Look it up. 1790 immigration law is the law of the land. What Congress has done since that time, they'll tell you, oh, that's ancient history. That's a fossil. It's a relic, baby. Doesn't matter now. We're all this new digital, new wave, this new age of thinking, right? Right? Is that what Schumer says? Even some rhinos? Oh, forget about that founding father crap. Really? Well, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, in any historical accurate picture, the sea of white European males, there were no Mexicans there. There were no Haitians there. There were no Jews there. There were no Hispanics. There were no Cholos. There were no blacks from Africa. There were no Asians from China. There was none of that. And they all have a right to exist in their own countries, not in this country. They weren't meant to be here. I'll tell you straight, you believe what you want. And I know America's made some drastic changes. And that doesn't mean that they're correct. That doesn't mean that they're right or legal or act, that they've bended, twisted the law. We have a corrupt government who has done everything to bring down the white man. They attack you, and then they bitch and they moan that you won't fight their new wars for Israel. They bitch and moan and complain that the white man doesn't want to sign up anymore and give us his blood. That's what they bitch about. You're getting smart out there. You're listening to this show and others that try to emulate us, but they'll never reach this pinnacle. I'm telling you the truth. You think what you want. You can believe what you want. But our government is trying to talk about the great replacement theory. I call it the great annihilation theory. They're doing everything, man, to water you down. And your vote. I won't tell you that this will be the most important election of our lifetime, which now sounds very cliche. Every election, this is the most important election of our lifetime. And you've got to vote. You've just got to. Right? The guy growls at you if you don't vote. I'm so sure voting is going to get us out of this mess, man. I've told you that before. Doesn't mean we advocate anything crazy. We don't. But this is a show where we can talk frankly among each other. Political theater of the mind. We put out ideas. We want the discourse. We want to hear from you. We want all of that. It's all good. But our government, boy, every time I turn around, I look at a new news article. FBI says white guys in suburbia are domestic terrorists ready to strike. You know, I would tell them if we were ready to strike, we would have struck 50 years ago, man. Why wait? Think about it. It's just so stupid. And you got the media, the narrative. If it's black on white violence, they submerge it. Get rid of that story. Bury it. Bury it, Bob. Bury it. And the white liberals are the worst. And the white cops that say they're your friend, your buddy, your ally are also the worst. The worst of the worst. But if it's a white person who's defending himself against a black, floodgates are open. He's going to be put on the front page. They will list his name, list his address, because they want militant, crazy leftists to attack his house, to dox him, to make his life miserable, to get him fired. Yeah, this is all the leftist tactics, legal lawfare, and they use their media accomplices to do it all. Wow. Well, have we got a big show for you or what? We have them lined up here, ready to go. And folks, I'll say this. Hang on to your hats this year. Things are going to break out before the election like you've never seen it before. Get ready, strap in. We're ready for a big show. Let's crank it up.
Oh, yeah.
Love That by Heart Barracuda. Great song. 1970s classic. Well, let's get right to the phones. We've got the Gladiator and the Gunslinger and EMP and others in the green room ready to come on. But first, let's get to a call from the great state of Alabama. I think I know who this is, but let's bring him on, okay? Welcome to the Von Wien Show. What's your name, sir?
Jim.
Jimbo, how you doing?
Yes, doing fine. I hadn't talked to you in a long time, Bob.
I know. I knew that was you. How are you doing, man?
I don't know how I'm doing it. I was sitting here. I made a point of it yesterday that I was going to tune in tonight. And so I was looking through some of the topics that that you're going through. And but since you brought up the thing with abortion, I would like to talk with you about that for a minute.
Sure.
That was turned into an intellectual argument that somehow women were being used not to have a choice if they weren't allowed a choice. And
right.
All kinds of arguments. But really what it is, it's a blood sacrifice to Baal.
Absolutely.
Comes out of Babylon, the sacrifice of children, and I don't care what kind of name they put on it, that's what it is. Well, you can imagine when you determine where your leadership is centered at.
Oh, yeah, we have demonic leaders, satanic leaders.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It's like Satanism has infected America. We've got to get rid of it. It's really bad. And abortion, you're right, it's a blood ritual sacrifice. The Moloch, the Baal,
Moloch.
Yeah, all their evil gods or demons. Oh yeah. It's just, it's the biggest, well, if you want to talk about a Holocaust, that's a real Holocaust.
Yeah. It sure
you know
is.
What I mean?
Yes, it is. I mean, you were talking about all the young people and everything and people that could have been. And
sure.
I'm really concerned, you know, because I was watching some we might have a well, just for instance, China. I watched some films on China about their military. They've got numbers. And when North Korea went to war with China there, the Chinese people, that they weren't even soldiers, they were just attacking, they came across into North Korea, who was being armed by Russia, had plenty of rifles and all kinds of guns and stuff. The Chinese had pickaxes, hoes, anything they could make into a weapon, and there were so many of them. They just poured over North Korea like bees. There wasn't enough guns. There wasn't enough bullets.
That's
right.
And
so I'm just saying that that's something we have to pay attention to. Recently, Trump said, well, we're going to have to take care of China. We're going to take care of China. To me, that's, we got to go to war with China. Where are the peacemakers? can't we get a break? I mean, we've been
I have tried to avoid war. Peace through strength, baby. That's what I was raised with under the Reagan era. We were the Reagan youth, the Nazis back in the 1980s. The Reagan youth. Oh, my God, the liberal press went nuts. It was pre-MAGA. These young bucks were pro-Reagan? Are you kidding me? Yeah, they called us Nazis. They were calling us names back then. Names mean nothing to me. I have a thick skin.
Well,
but they were calling us, I have Newsweek articles of the journalists going, Reagan youth or the Hitler youth of America today. And that's what they would start the article or the TV show. I go, well, you may have a point there. Just kidding. I am German, so watch out.
Well, the Germans were very inventive people. They were just working and doing everything they enjoyed doing, building stuff, you know. And the
right.
Britain was afraid Germany was going to just kill its economy because they were doing all this stuff that the people in Britain were doing, you know, building this, building that. Well, the Germans were building it better and building it cheaper.
That's right.
They wanted to build a
railroad. Because we're more efficient. We're more efficient. We don't believe in the fat, in the largesse. Oh, we love it, but we can't make any money off that. See? And so we want to cut the fat, make it lean and mean, whether it's military, business, or anything. And America loves the fat. So does Britain. Largesse, corruption, in other words. Grift, graft, whatever name you want to use. Love it over here. Oh, Haitians, bring them in. Mexicans, bring them in. They love it. America is a big, fat, Babylonian whore. That's what America is right now.
Well,
prove me wrong, man. Prove me wrong.
All of the religions came from Babylon.
That's right.
When God dispersed them from the Tower of Babel and gave them all languages and they couldn't do anything because they couldn't understand each other, they all departed. Well, each of them took their memories of Babylon, and they were scattered over the earth. And you say, well, how the earth is, we think of the earth as being a small place, but it's really not. It's really much bigger than they say that it is. However, I've been walking in that library since I was a kid and seeing this globe. And do you know that if you can deceive someone, you know, Jesus said out of his own mouth, let no man deceive you by any means. Well, we have been deceived or continuing to be deceived. And if we don't learn something, I mean, our educational system wasn't interested in an educated people because educated people are hard to fool and they're hard to rule.
That's why they want to get rid of the white European race in America. We talk back, baby, right? We have critical thinking skills, reading comprehension skills. You young millennials don't know what that is. We'll clue you in later. We have skills, mental skills that they can't stand it because they go, we can't bullshit these people. The minute we do, we get a freaking Von Wien out there who will bash us on the radio. He's in 28 countries, or we'll get other people like Tucker Carlson who are going to bash us, make fools out of us. And the one thing I know that those Gavin Newsoms and Pelosi's and those people, it's okay if they poke fun of you and me, but they can't stand it when it's turned on them. Because mockery, the left knows, mockery is a weapon. And they weaponized it. They mock Trump. They mock the right. They poke fun of you, impugn you and me. They lump us all in together because we are together. But that's what they do. And, boy, you use mockery and ridicule against the Democrats and the left, and you weaponize it. That's how you win elections, man. That's how you beat them at their own game. Play games like that. I'm so tired of hearing Republicans go, we must rise above it, Vine. We can't stoop to that level. We better rise above it. Rise where? We're in the gutter, dude. It's a Berlin street fight. There is no frickin' mountain to climb. You got to work your way out of this street fight first. When you achieve something and start winning elections, then you can tell me we're on the mountaintop. But right now, we're not on the mountaintop. And anybody that says we are is freaking blind.
Thomas Jefferson said, God save my country from a two-party political system. The people in this country are just like a soccer ball. We're the only game in town, and we keep moving from one team to the other, thinking we're going to get better government when both sides are really serving the same interests. That's the way I look at it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Kennedy, the guy running for president, he actually started an independent party, We the People. Gosh, I fear for him that they'll kill him, but he's wanting to, you know, put his 2 cents in and see if he can't make the country better. I'm all for him if he wants to do that.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy, the only problem with him is he's got some good ideas. I don't think they are going to kill him. They don't view him as a threat, and so they're not going to kill him. The one thing really bad about him, I'm telling you, man, is his voice. Kennedy,
yeah.
They need your vote. I mean, he talks like his mother, Rose Kennedy. Well, Kennedy, I'm here in Boston. That's some crap. Shout out. I mean, he talks like his mother. He does not talk clearly. He has that. I swear to God, he talks like an old woman with a bad cold. And that does not sell in America. I heard him on the radio this morning, man. I'm going, dude, go to a vocal pathologist or something. I mean, everyone gets dry throat once in a while. I myself have a bar in my studio to whet my appetite, if you know what I mean.
I do.
I'm sorry?
I said, I do. I think he's already been through all the doctors trying to get it fixed, but he's probably at his limit.
His voice.
Let me ask you this.
He was not blessed with a good voice. His brother JFK was. Oh, my God. That guy could talk. Bobby was an idiot.
Bobby was a very intellectual kind of guy. He was super smart.
Oh, I meant Edward. Edward.
Oh, okay.
Not, yeah. RFK, his father, was sharp as a whip. No doubt about it.
Yep.
Edward was not that swift, and the show goes on, right? Go ahead, sir.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think that to follow in the footsteps of the Swiss and to arm every household with a military weapon put in a locker would be a good idea and them trying to use it if we have something forced upon us?
I think in America it would be a disaster. I'll tell you why. The Swiss, like the Germans, let me explain. The Swiss and the Germans, before they got invaded by the Mongol hordes, knew how to handle weapons. They had a history of handling weapons very responsibly and very well. America, being the big fat Babylonian whore, will, and with our litigious system, can you imagine the lawsuits? Now, the attorneys will want it because they know damn well that Bubba out there in America and Leroy and all the rest are going to go shooting, leave that lock off that thing. The little kid's going to go up to it, grab the shotgun, blow a hole in the wall or worse, and then they could sue the government, sue the gun manufacturer, and sue anybody involved. That's America. Sue crazy, litigious. That's America. So I think it would be a bonanza for the attorneys. The taxpayers, us, will get soaked with paying for lawsuits. They'll blame the government on that law. And plus, really, America's too stupid, to be honest, to handle that law properly. The Swiss can do it. They're smart. The Germans could do it. But I wouldn't give it to anybody else because in America, we're just too damn stupid over here. We're stupid. Let's just face it. And that leads me into my next thing. Now, we'll move on here in a second, but two things. You mentioned abortion. I often think about the people I could have met. Yes, my mind wanders once in a while. And I think, I wonder what all these people would have been like. Hey, look, everybody has thoughts. I just tell you mine sometimes. I think about things, not every day, not every second, but that is the thing that came to my mind. I saw a few things about that on the internet. I got to thinking about it. I thought, you know what? I wonder what all these people would have ended up like. Well, only God knows, right? But and moving on from that point, about this country. This country is, look, they're setting us up for failure, man.
That's
and
right.
I tell people, you know, I just call it out, man. I call balls and strikes. I call it out. I call people out, and it's like they're setting us up for a disaster. And that's why people think, oh, you're getting lots of money to tell people. I get paid nothing. This show, no sponsor wants to get near a show like mine. That's why I'm working on a donation system, keep the lights on. But my thing is, even when I was on KFNX here in town, it was hard to get sponsors. I had a lot of interested people, but once they heard the content and the callers, God forbid, oh, I can't get behind that. Oh, I can't put my company behind that. You're a little too extreme, Vaughn. You're a little too vocal for me and my clientele. I was told that verbatim. I had a big gold, silver company that wanted to be the sponsor. I won't name the name. They're here in Phoenix. There's lots of them. I met with the owners, came over from the studio, sat down with them. I knew them. And, we thought about it. We can't do it. You're just too hot to handle, man. Too hot to handle. We can't put our name behind it. I wasn't safe enough for them. And I've heard that time and time again. So I said, screw them. We'll do it on my own for a while. And I had about four or five sponsors, you know, who came in for a while, but they go. They come and they go. Like girlfriends. They come and they go. Like friends. Like jobs. Everybody comes and goes, you'll notice, in your life. You'll have a great sponsor for 2 years. I had Arizona Gold Exchange on Bell Road, still an awesome company if you're in Phoenix, and they left. They just, you know, things happen. Nothing that we did. They just had other things always change. But that's my best advice, Jimbo, out there in Alabama. Thanks for calling the show, okay, man. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good.
You got
good
it.
To hear you.
Have a great night. Thanks, sir. You bet.
Thanks.
Jimbo from Alabama, the Confederacy. We love it. Let's get the Gladiator on, and then the Gunslinger, and EMP, and all the rest. Gladiator from the Las Vegas Strip, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
Good, good. You've been busy lately. That's good. That's a good thing, man.
Yeah,
you got some deals cooking, I know.
Yeah, Las Vegas is a busy, busy place if you know where to go.
Oh, right? Yeah. 24/7 it is.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Get them busier, too.
Yeah. So, you know, it's odd, but Las Vegas has turned into the place where a lot of America First nationalists are doing events here and
yes.
and inviting a lot of these America First national speakers at Planet Hollywood, at the Horseshoe, at major venues, because they'll allow these venues to happen here because Nevada's actually going from blue to red. It's turning red. And
awesome.
Yeah. And I think the venues here see that trend and they're playing into it because they know, like, those are the people who would actually come here and spend money, not the little scaredy cat, you know, liberal blue lefts, but the more robust, outspoken red right, if that makes a little
love
sense.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep. So, and the people that I connected with, I sent you a message. We'll get some of these people connected with you for VIP spots. They're pretty impressive people, high flyers, if you will, and movers and shakers. And more or less are trying to promote and push more of a nationalist viewpoint with younger entrepreneurs, younger people that they can influence. To kind of build that up. And I'm going to tell you, there's a big push from very wealthy people that I was meeting, talking with, hanging out with, who want to get away from the Republican and Democrat uniparty and
yes.
trying to want to build, because I told them what you and I were talking about in 2016-17, the more of a nationalist movement, third-party nationalists to really, really put a check and balance on this country. And a lot of those people have that rendition, putting money towards that goal And we'll get them on your show, man, so they can describe that to the
Your text will definitely do it.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Yep. So, that's what's going on here. And then I got my own project as well for a kind of a replatform, more of a America products to American people, America first, exchange of products, goods, and services, which everybody that I talk to, they can build it, they can run it. A lot of people want to, come on board it. So it's kind of that new wave. And I want to position myself in front of that, you got to think outside the box in this crap economy, high inflation, super high. I think it's super high, hyperinflation.
Totally.
Lower wages. It is a higher unemployment rate because you can't count the government creating more jobs and paying more government workers as less unemployment. That's just more top-heavy government spending. So the unemployment rate is up. The inflation rate is hyper. Prices are up. 18 eggs are no less than $6 or more now. They used to be $1.17 at Winco in Phoenix. And I know because I used to buy them because I eat a shitload of eggs. The way I work out. I eat 18 eggs after my workouts. And, I got to pay $6 for 18 eggs. Like, that's insane, right? $4 of gas is the norm.
It is.
Right? $4 of gas is our normal price. When I see $3.75, $3.80, I'm like, oh, that's a bargain now.
Let's fill up. Exactly.
So we're getting educated by the inflation to accept this bullshit high pricing. It's insanity.
It is.
Yeah. It's insane. Cancer rates are going up because of SM-102. That was the vaccine base from Cayman Chemical. Supported. Thank you, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thank you, Fauci Family Foundation, for giving 50 million shots to India, sending that to Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna. That's the base of the vaccine, 8 cancer chemicals. And now, I don't know if you heard about this. I don't know if the listeners have heard about this, but now – they've gone around to all of the mortuaries, funeral parlors, and I've said, are you having problem getting the embalming fluid into the vein? And they're like, yeah, we're only getting about like 2/3 of the normal blood volume. We don't know what's in the vein. So they started cutting up the bodies, like can't get the embalming fluid to go through because they're pulling out these long black strings of this coagulation that is all part of that SM-102 vaccine base that's now in these human bodies of the elderly, the middle-aged, and the young, healthy athletes that are dropping dead of heart attacks. It's insanity. It's
true.
But what I said in 2020, when on your radio show, when I gave everybody the SB chemicals of SM-102 from Cayman Chemical, that was the vaccine base that was sent out for free, all the major Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, right, all the companies, AstraZeneca in England, and that's what they wanted to get the F, but they wouldn't approve it for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Family Foundation. So they gave 50 million shots to India and said, see, we got a vaccine that doesn't kill people, although, we lost India during COVID. Nobody really knows about all that, like how the volume of people that they burned in the streets because they couldn't breathe, no oxygen, was being sent to India. We went through that in your show. Your previous listeners will remember. But now the roosters are coming home to roost.
Yes.
Death rates are climbing. Cancer rates are climbing. All the senators and congressional people that are invested in chemotherapy, all the radiation therapy, all the Mayo clinics, all the hospital systems, they're going to start getting wealthy now. 2020, everybody took the vaccine, started in late 2020. We're now entering 2024. This is the third year. They've had it, 2021, 2022, 2023. We're
right on schedule, Paul. We're right on schedule.
Right on schedule.
Yep.
Until year 5. Year five is the 45-degree angle climb. We're going to lose everybody left and right. Everybody got the jabs gone. See you later. Bye.
Literally. They'll be dropping like flies, and it won't be the rapture. It'll be COVID, the COVID shot.
We said it first in 2020. Watch out, people. Don't take the jab. 3 to 5 years. That's all it took in India.
Oh, then we warned them repeatedly. It's a death jab. And, Paul, have you seen those videos from the embalmers? Them pulling out those things that look like leeches? It's disgusting. Leeches.
Blocking the
blood supply. 10, 12 inches long, folks. These things that graphene oxide, all chemical, they grow these things in your blood vessels. It's designed to kill you, stop the blood flow in the jugular vein, and wipe you out.
Yep.
God. Disgusting.
It's an insane proposition to actually know that we are going to visually watch this happen in front of our eyes.
We're going to see it. God.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, this is a reality. You know, it was the fantasy that's becoming the reality now. Everybody thought we were crazy, but it is not crazy. It's the reality. We are.
You and I, Paul, saw right through this smoke screen, and my audience did as well. We saw right. To me, it wasn't hard. I was like, this is a bunch of government BS, you know?
Yeah.
But you and I are both Generation X people, and we were just taught to question everything. And we have critical thinking skills. We don't believe anything. I don't believe anything the media says. I don't believe anything the government says. I don't believe anything my prior companies would say. Until I verify it myself. If I can't verify it, then I don't believe it. I might believe it like 30, 40%, but I'll never give them 100%.
Listen, all the listeners should write down capital S, capital M, Sam Mary, capital S, capital M, SM-102, Cayman Chemical, CAYMAN, Chemical, U.S., look it up. You'll find the SB chemicals that are all cancer-causing chemicals. You can't breathe them. You can't touch them with your fingers. You got to wear mask, gloves, Tyvek into the glass case with the plastic gloves. You can't touch it. OSHA rates it all. Super cancerous SB chemicals. They put them all together and made SM-102. That's the vaccine base. Look it up, folks. You can still find it online. I did it with a buddy of mine here in a Las Vegas apartment. I said, look, dude, look it up. Put it on your phone, put it on your computer. And he's like, holy shit, it's still up. I go, yeah, they can't take it down. It's plausible deniability. Everybody put it in their veins for free.
That's right.
They can plausibly deny, force them to do it. I'm like, come on, guys. Yeah, everybody's
right.
Like, wow, it's still up there. I'm like, yeah, they won't take it down.
I've always said we want you guys to be alive so you can thrive. We're going to need all hands on deck here in a few years. I really believe it. We can't have you dropping like flies. You know, if you do think you're about to drop, please give me your guns and ammo. That's all I ask. Bring it to my compound. I'll take good care of them. I'll be handing out rifles when the Chinese armies invade or worse.
All they have to do is put in the Von Weehunt show into their will and testament that the Von Weehunt show and Von gets all the guns and ammunition. The lawyer will call you. He'll tell you to come get it. Or we can ship it for, you know, you pay the shipping. No problem. You know, we'll pay the shipping.
No problem.
We'll take your guns. We'll take your ammo. We'll take it. Just send it to us. No problem. We know what to do.
Yes. All assets. Send me all the assets. Then I can branch out, and then what I'd like to do, then we can give grants to, say, a good up-and-coming nationalist organization. I can say, hey, here's a check for $1,000 to buy flyers and brochures. Welcome to the cause. Boom, done. That'd be nice to do. I mean, there's so many things that we can do that we need to do. But Paul, you're spot on, man, about the SM-102. It's dangerous stuff. And just don't take the – look, folks, they're going to engineer a second pandemic. You know how I know? They've already said it to you. I caught it. I'm sure many of you caught it. Paul caught it. I know he did. She's already said, and Gates, there will be, definitively, second pandemic. It'll probably be a year from now. They're going to really hit you hard because COVID was the beta test. But now they feel they can really get you to take it. It's going to be forced. They're going to really lean hard on your employers to force you to take it. And remember, corporate America is one more branch of the government. They usually do what the government tells them to do. What are your final thoughts, Paul?
Yeah, don't put any needle in your arm ever. Don't even take the flu shot because that's a COVID shot. COVID is flu, everybody. We lost the word flu in the Webster's Dictionary. It's now put in as COVID. It's just the flu. The only way to make sure that you're not going to be infected with this, and I actually told somebody here in Las Vegas that I know is fully back. And I said, I can't hang out with you. You know, like, why? I'm like, because you're fully vaxxed, man. Like, I don't even feel comfortable with you in the back seat of my big pickup truck. Because you're about 20 feet away from
me. No doubt.
And then, so I'm running I'm now running a solar energy company for commercial here, commercial only. And there's two people that are salesmen in the company. And I'm like, I'm not taking you in my truck. You can follow me. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because you're
right
back. And I told the CEO flat out, like, no, dude, they're not in my truck. I'm sorry. I don't hang around. I don't breathe
right
in back people, you know, exhale of – they breathe in my oxygen in the trunk, and then they exhale out vapor of their vaccinations. They've taken, like, every single updated COVID – they've had SM-102 put in their body four times. Like, no, bro, no. Nope, not happening with me. And he's like, okay, I get it. I'm like, yeah, they'll meet me at a location outside. I'll talk. But I'm not hanging out with them in any quarters. Like, and, you know, even, like, for, like, dating women here, like, a woman said, yeah, like, what do you mean you're not vaccinated? I am fully vaccinated. I've gotten every updated shot. And I'm like, good for you. Good luck on your dating.
Good for you, honey.
Good for you. Good luck on your dating.
You know?
What do you mean we're not talking? I'm like, yeah, you're fully vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated. So I'll kill you. If you hang around me, you will die. Do you understand you'll die because I'm not vaccinated? He says, well, I don't think that's the way it works. I'm like, exactly. So, bye. And I hung up the phone. I was like, bye.
That's not what your leftist masters told you. They all said that everyone who wasn't vaccinated was going to kill you. See?
Yeah.
It's so effed up.
Yeah.
So messed up. But those people shed that virus, man. It's a fact. They shed that. In their pores, off their skin, get nowhere near it.
Don't want anything to do
with
it.
Don't blame him.
So it was funny because, you know, called me back, and I'm like, I go, look, don't make me block you in my phone. And she was like, so you know that a lot of people got vaccinated. I said, I know, and you're all proud of it. So when I say, hey, you got vaxxed, right? You were like, yeah, I got vaxxed all the way. Like, yeah, that's because
right.
You're all so proud of it. Who's going to lie to me about, yeah, I got back. Did you get back?
That's right. They are proud of it, and they are right.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to the women and say, yeah, I got back. Because then I can't excuse out that I can't see them. Like, no, sorry. I didn't get back. I don't want to hurt you. I know like we're the zombies, but actually you're the zombies because you bought all the lies. You know,
this is a crazy movie. It's a zombie movie in America. It really is, man.
It's
a horror movie.
You remember that old black and white early 60s zombie movie? Like,
yeah. I used to like those.
So that movie is going to be the reality here within like 2 or 3 years when that SM-102 finally just turns everybody black.
Yeah.
They'll be turning gray right in front of us, and we'll watch them drop in the store. So this is the beauty of the vaccine, of all the people who got vaccinated. We will know who the vaccinated are because we'll see them turn green. We'll see them turn gray.
Literally. Pentagon doctors have already said that. They said people will be dropping like flies. You'll see them die in front of your eyes, in front of your kids, while you're at Safeway at the checkout stand. Can you imagine? Talk about a new world order apocalypse. Zombieland America.
I'll leave you with this last thing, okay? So I was hanging around. I got to know and hang out with Wayne Allen Root and his business manager. And you know, Wayne Allen Root just came back from Mar-a-Lago. He did a fundraiser for Dr. Gruber here, who's going for the federal Senate seat, who was the former ambassador in Iceland for Donald Trump, okay? And he came back, and he was at that at the event I was at. And I walked up to him, and he goes, "Yeah, come on over. Let me give you a book, man." He signed a book for me, one of his Trump books. And I was there talking to his executive of his whole organization. The guy's on the radio here. He's on TV on RAV Saturday mornings on Real America's Voice. And so we start rapping, and we start talking about, like, the back. And we're both going back and forth. He's like, wait, what do you mean? Like, you're not on the radio or anything? I go, no. But here's the thing. I got, like, all these speech points for Donald Trump, and I know you know Donald, and I know you know all the speech writers. So here's all this information. He looks at it. He goes, "You laminated everything." And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "And every one of these has your name, email, phone number." I go, "Yeah, on front and back." And he goes, "I'm going to get this to the speechwriters, man. I just read through this stuff. This stuff's awesome. Let's talk about the vax." I'm like, "Yeah, let's talk about the vax, right?" I go, "Look, in Vegas, like, we're going to know who the vaccinated are because everybody's going to come in from out of town, and we're going to see them turn gray. They're going to drop to the ground. I'll be like, vaxxed. Like, we'll just walk right by them. We don't want to hang around. I'm not giving a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, right?" I'm like, "So it's like the devil's mark, right?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's like the devil's mark. Like, we will know." I'm like, "Yeah, because maybe the way they designed it, what if the black dots come out in their skin eventually? Like, I think that's going to happen because it's blood, and blood is towards the skin, the veins." I'm like, "So we'll be like, black, you're vaccinated. Get the fuck away from you, zombie." You know, like, because they're going to be zombie signs, bro. It's going to be
Las Vegas will be the new zombie land. Paul, great call, man. Love it. Have a great night. Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely get Paul's been going to these right-wing nationalist conventions, seminars, political, you know, really cool meetings with people. He's met some cool people there in Vegas. He's met Steve Bannon, Wayne Allen Root, got a good radio show. We like Root and all those guys. And, yeah, we'll get a few on the show. We'll work on some VIP, some slots here in the spring, summer, get them on. We'll get the Gladiator on next for his rant. And I can't wait to hear that. But if you're doing well in the Biden economy, you are a minority, pun intended. Most Americans are getting tired of their jobs, tired of Biden inflation. And they say, "Take this job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it.
What's up, you filthy bitches? It's the Unemployment Files. I think it's episode 6.
Yeah.
Took a hiatus last week.
What do you think about what's happening in Washington?
Our Congressman French Hill and the Republicans know that it's dangerous to change the presumption of innocence to a presumption of guilt, especially for black men. If the Democrats can do that to a white justice of the Supreme Court with no evidence, no corroboration, and all of her witnesses, including her best friend, say it didn't happen, what will happen to our husbands? our fathers, or our sons when a white girl lies on them.
Girl, white Democrats will be lynching black folk again.
Honey, I've always told my son, don't be messing around with that. If you get caught, she will cry rape.
I'm voting to keep Congressman French Hill and the Republicans because we have to protect our men and boys. We can't afford to let white Democrats take us back to bad old days of race verdicts, life sentences, and lynchings when a white girl screams rape.
Paid for by black Americans for the president's agenda. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's a weird sponsor for us to have. Like, we're getting like...
I mean, these are things, audio I find all over the internet. Can you imagine, you know, a white group of Americans, this is a white ad for white people. I mean, just flip the race on that last radio ad. These things are actually out there that I collect. I put them in my archives, and it's just amazing what's out there. Can you imagine... See, in this country, being the Babylonian whore, and by the way, Jimbo, we love you from Alabama, and you said something that struck me, the Tower of Babel. Well, that's exactly what they want America to be, Tower of Babel. Jimbo's right. They want us to have a, you know, to have 100 dialects, 100 languages. America's a Tower of Babel. They don't want one common lineage of white European men and women. They don't want one common language, the dominant language, English. They don't want dominance from Europe. They want America to be, they want to convert it, if you will, to a Tower of Babel. It's exactly what they want. It's exactly what's happening right before our eyes, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it happen right now in real time, and they are promoting degeneracy, faggotry, fuckery of the highest order in D.C., and anyone that says they're not is lying to you. Don't believe any rhino that says, oh, everything is just great. All those guys are paid off with Ukrainian cash. Democrats want it. They don't like white America. The rhinos are going to go along with it because they're weak. Because they're elected does not mean they're strong men. Don't forget that. These are weak men who couldn't make it probably in corporate America, probably couldn't cut their teeth in real business. So they go into softball politics. They become a rhino. They know what to say. They look nice. It's like a Lindsey Graham type, kind of a faggot character, okay? Put on a nice little suit. He couldn't make it in a real company. He couldn't start his own business. The Lindsey Grahams or the media people, they get a big contract, they're set for life. You make it to Congress or Senate, you're set for life. Everyone knows it. They have the best retirement program in the biz. But a lot of these people, as I analyze it, they can't cut it anywhere else. If you laughed out of a boardroom, laughed out of a business meeting, they were in the military. Lindsey Graham would never make it above second lieutenant, if that. It's the lowest officer rank. I should know. I grew up on military bases. And with that, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. Everyone's ready there. Tell you what's going on, and I bet you're ready to tell America, America, you can kiss my grits. I got my guns, I'm ready, and I'm ready to rumble. Welcome to the show, sir. Floor is yours. How you doing?
Well, let's put it this way. These illegals and these nignogs can kiss my ass. Okay.
Yeah,
these people have got to be rounded up and put back in their fucking cages and throw the keys away.
Yeah,
this is getting out of hand. I put two articles in this chat room earlier when you first came on. I don't know if you read them or not. I
saw those.
But this innocent white man was merely walking his dog, and these three little nigglets decided to shoot him dead there on the street. Any other time,
what they do.
His daughter walking with his dog, okay? This is what these fuckers do. Can you believe this? These little scumbag little bastards, okay, should be took out and lynched with a rope. That's justice. Justice has to be put back and brought back into this country. Or we're not going to have no fucking country. Not going to have it. It's going to be gone. If we don't take control, the white European warriors to be in this country and start kicking these motherfuckers out, we might as well go and move to fucking China and fly the Chinese flag. Because America's not going to exist anymore. Especially if that nig-nog dumb fuck shit pants fucking diaper filled Joe Biden gets back in there. We are fucked. Okay? Totally fucked. There is no other way. You know, these so-called Christians and these pastors saying, oh, you can't offend nobody. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. Plain and simple, fuck you.
Damn right. Damn right.
How else are you going to solve problems like this? You think you're going to talk them to death? You think you're going to go out there and stand around and circle jerk and sing Kumbaya all day long? No. You have to fight fire with fire. What they do to you, you need to do to them. An eye for an eye. Bible says that, don't it? Sure does. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have these people like that, okay, that have no freaking sense, a pregnant pissant has a higher IQ than these nignogs and these Mexican spit motherfuckers. Okay? I mean, they have no morals. They have nothing. They damn sure don't have allegiance to this country, do they? No, they don't. And look what they're doing.
No.
They're robbing and raping, pillaging. Look at all these people that's coming over here, these illegals. Okay? I mean, look, home invasions are up through the roof. Guess why? Robberies are up through the roof. Guess why? These fuckers in New York and California, which I don't really give a fuck about them, the stores are closing because they let these little nignogs and these fucking foreigners and all this shit in there and steal them blind. Shoot the bastards. No bag
How
limits.
Dare you even
How
say that?
Dare you.
I know.
How
I
dare
love it.
You. And here's a little number.
Yeah.
Here's a little numbers for your thought there. This little about 10 little numbers here. It says if all the blacks suddenly vanished tomorrow, would we miss them? The U.S. population would decrease by 11.3%. The number of employees would decrease by 1.4%. The number of prisoners would be reduced by 48%. The number of gangs and other criminal groups would be reduced by 53%. The country's IQ average would grow by 7.4%. The average score of SAT would rise 1,100 points. The number of AIDS patients would be reduced by 65%. The number of gonorrhea cases will decrease by 69%. The number of patients with syphilis will decrease by 57%. The average annual income in the country will rise of more than $20,000. The number of people living in poverty will be reduced by 54%. And the number of homeless people will be reduced by 65%. The number of welfare recipients will be reduced by 52%, probably more. And the U.S. Democratic Party will lose 26% of its voters, probably more today. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Tell me these figures are wrong. They're not.
They are spot on, and what a wonderful world that would be. We don't need all these black people in America. I'll come out and say it. We don't need millions of Haitians that are going to be dumped in Florida. They're coming to Florida. They're going to flip it blue. I'm telling you, right before the election. That's how diabolical the Democrats engineered that Haitian uprising all for the election. Get rid of the stands, and you're right, gunslinger. You spot on.
Look what
it's a look. If we had a better society, a white European society, a high trust society, we could afford to have more niceties, more pleasantries. Why, hello, sir. How are you doing? Let me get the door for you, ma'am. You know, very British, kind of like. But in America today, it's worse than Hungarian goulash. I mean, it's just a bleh. Everywhere you go, it's a bleh. It's like throw up. I mean, I hear dialects, I mean, at least 20 foreign languages a day. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, God's sake. I mean, I know if it's getting in here, it's still predominantly white, but you hear, I mean, clicks, I hear all kinds of weird languages, China, Afghan, Mexican. Now, Spanish, I can handle. But my point is, there's 120 different countries coming over our border with Texas and Arizona and California. I mean, have you seen massive changes there in the Texas area, gunslinger? I bet you have. Just walking around.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just going here and there, you're seeing an increase in especially these illegals. They're these people that are just wanting a better life, wanting to fuck you in the ass and kill you. That's the better life, isn't it? From what they have, I guess. You know, over their shithole country. Okay. Now look at what blowjob Clinton and the Clinton Foundation did to those Haitians or Haiti over there at the time. They didn't get none of that money. It went in their pockets. Why do you think they're so filthy rich today? Okay. They don't get that shit. They don't give a fuck about them people. Okay? Just like they don't give a fuck about us. Are you kidding me? But you see this shit walking around every fucking day. Okay? I wish I could carry a goddamn machine gun with me because you may need it one of these days. And it's probably pretty close. Okay? These people are not your friends. They're not going to be something that you can go out there and have a beer with or something. They will kill you. Okay? And they've already proven it. When they are willing to go out and go hands-on fighting with the police, okay, and shooting at them, trying to kill them, and I think some of them have been killed. What do you think they're going to do to you?
Oh, I agree.
What do you think they're going to do to you?
It's coming.
I mean, come on.
It's coming.
Okay.
This show, I've always said, yeah, we are the canary in the coal mine. That's the genius of me and this show and you guys, the callers. We're the canary in the coal mine. I can see the future of America, and it's not pretty, Americans. It's not pretty. I'm warning you.
Not pretty.
I'm the Nostradamus of the radio waves. Other pundits will just talk about RNC talking points. They'll never give you context, depth, breadth, and comprehension, and what is to be and what is to come. And I will tell you that you look at these things, and gunslinger, you are spot on, because it's going to get real ugly, folks, and I'm trying to get you mentally prepared. We don't give a rat's ass about the sheep out there. Sheep get slaughtered.
Yeah.
We're talking to the lions in society, the people in the know. We're talking to you, and you know who you are. You're already on the show. We're way ahead of the curve, way ahead. And that's why we're not understood. That's why this show doesn't have – we should have sponsors lined up from here to China, pun intended, and we will in the next country. The new country is going to have that. Right now, America's too dumb, dumbed down. They don't want you to know anything. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, even in the biblical days, even what God said, God said in our quote here, hammer your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Train even your weaklings to be warriors. Does that not make
yes.
sense?
Yes. It does to me.
I think it makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
You know, even God, even God is a war God. Okay,
is it yes,
not
he is.
And quiet and just sitting around and watching the bees buzz around.
Exactly.
He's a war God. He will strike you down, and that's exactly why. Okay, hammer your plowshares into swords. Today, that means guns. Lots of guns.
You damn right.
Lots of ammo. And speaking of guns, considering I'm a gunslinger, I don't know if you've seen the debacle of that little press conference or whatever they had at the White House of the asshole of tits and suckers, ATF. You know, they had the meeting.
Yes.
Did you see that? That dumb fucker. That dumb fucker. Could not even field dress a freaking clock.
No, dude. Okay. He fiddled around with that pistol long enough. I'm going, you moron. But
you moron.
He's in charge of your guns, America. He's in charge of your guns. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yep, they're the ones coming after your guns. Remember, the fucking assholes of tits and fuckers. Okay? ATF bastards. Everyone should be disbanded immediately.
They should be. It's a waste of money.
Charlie Brown would know how to goddamn strip down a Glock. How complicated is it? And these are supposed to be the professionals? Oh, my God, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Big trouble.
We are in trouble, dude. Oh. I'm so glad you reminded me of that video. That's why I'm laughing here in the studio. I'm going, oh, my God, that was I saw that and just burst out laughing.
You can't
that was
make
classic.
This shit up. You cannot make this shit up. These people are
well, for those in the audience who don't know, he was an ATF agent who was trying to disassemble a simple Glock pistol on TV and couldn't do it. And he struggled with the pistol, struggled with it, and it was cringeworthy moment, but hilarious at the same time. And as they say in D.C., but you know his boss said, hey, Bob, those are bad optics for Washington, D.C. We'll have to brush there. That's bad optics. We have to get you a little more trained there, wink, wink. How about a trip to Epstein Island? You'll feel a lot better.
That's
it's
terrible.
So bad, it's funny.
And these people want your guns. These are the people that are trying to take your guns away.
Yep.
These are dumb fucks. Dipshits. Don't even know one end from a gun from another. This is ridiculous.
Oh,
how's your problem
going to be solved? Oh, just cracking me up tonight. This is great stuff. One of your best rants ever. No, that's true, man. They do not know the barrel of a gun to a hole in the ground.
That's right.
They don't know which end is up, and that's your government, America. Your taxpayer dollars are hard at work yet again.
Everywhere.
Oh, it's terrible, man. Great, great call.
One more thing, as I've
yeah,
always closed
go for
with.
It.
The only thing that's going to save this country is God, guns, and guts, and the sound that makes this. Good night.
What?
Lock and load.
Good night, sir. The gunslinger. Great, great call, sir. One of your best rants ever. Oh, too funny, but spot on at the same time. Yeah, this show, you know, it's even me as a kid, it's like I'm not the smartest guy in the class. I'm not. In fact, I'll be honest, when I was a young kid, I used to daydream a lot and think of America how I wanted it to be. And I used to look around even as a young boy and thought, something is, and I'm not just saying this, I really did. When I was a young kid, like 6, 7, 8, I was, you know, you're a typical young kid. I liked comic books and everything, but I used to sit in class and I had to, thank God we were always in white neighborhoods and, you know, Air Force bases and, you know, things that were well protected. And there were scuffles and fights and stuff like that. But my points, I used to look around at, like, I'd go to the mall or we'd go travel. My dad was in the Air Force. He traveled the country. I used to look around and go, and I knew something wasn't quite right with this country. I could just sense it. I had a very good sense to me, just this horse sense. As a young kid, that's why I call myself an old soul, because I've been here before, I believe, many times. And I used to look around and go, there's something wrong with this country. I can't quite put my finger on it. As a young boy, I always felt there was this influence, this hidden hand, this just something that was just out there. I thought, why can't we do this or just do X? Well, I heard all these adults tell me we can't, you know, put tanks on the border, for example. Even back then, I go, or whatever, we can't do this, we can't do that. And I thought, we have too many rules. We don't have enough clarity of purpose there. And that's the German in me. We don't have enough clarity. We don't have enough strength. Germans like strong, powerful leaders, strong, but good ones, not bad ones. They like strong, powerful themes. And like, for example, when I was a young kid, you know, I was coming up there, and I used to look at politics, and I thought, nothing ever gets done because these two parties, well, used to give me, they would have a debate, and don't get me wrong, they're trying to be British or gentlemanly, and they would walk out, and they'd shake hands, and, you know, the other guy would win, and say, well, I, even though I debated him, I support him now. I go, what a stupid, conservative statement that they would always make. And, you know, everyone has their journey, right? And my mental journey was, I'll get EMP on here next. I would look at everything and just, what got me, and Jimbo, this is what I'll tell him, is I had an epiphany in 2008 when Barack Hussein Obama got elected. I became a nationalist. A nationalist was born when I saw McCain and Romney and all those guys shake his hands, that he's great for America. He's wonderful. Get behind our new president, Barack Hussein Obama. Get behind our new president, they would say. I'd say, fuck you. I don't have to get behind that black Kenyan from Africa. I don't have to get behind that black Marxist. How dare you even ask me to support that? And then you applaud him and you chastise us who don't want to support him. I sat there stunned, really, for about a day, just silent, watching the news in 2008, seeing Republicans, you know, say, Obama's the greatest thing. Wow, he's an inspirational speaker. Oh, my God, they're having, like, video orgasms on the TV. Okay. And right there I said, fuck this party. Fuck these guys. They do not represent me or my people or my ancestry. These guys are all bought and paid for. When I saw them congratulate, not just mere gentlemanly, but I mean really congratulate Barack, really get behind his agenda, Obamacare, more big government. These were Republicans, big name people. The McCains, the Romneys, the Bushes. I thought, fuck these guys. Fuck this party. Pardon my French, but sometimes profanity, as I've always said, the only thing that conveys the correct message. And I left the party right there. Mentally, I was gone. I sat there and just watching channel after channel after channel. I sat there for a good day, day and a half, watching news, saying, how could this happen? How could this guy get elected? And I said, I've always been a nationalist, but I'm no longer a Republican in that sense of the word. So I mentally left the party. I, you know, would vote in a Republican primary here or there. Voted for Trump 2016, 2020. I would do my part and try to nudge the party more to the right of center than where it is today. Today, the Republicans are what the Democrats were 20, 30 years ago. And they're only going to get worse. Only going to get worse, I'm telling you. Well, let's get Lincoln on from the Ozarks, the beautiful flyover country, Lincoln, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Hey, brother, what's going on tonight?
We're doing good, man. I love your comments in the chat room. Good stuff. Great stuff. What's going on, my friend?
Well, man, hey, I wanted to ask you, man, what the fuck are these faggot Republicans doing? I mean, like, with all the shit going on with white women being raped left and right, white men being killed, beaten up by all these fucking savage non-whites, Republicans are bitching about fucking TikTok of all things. Like, TikTok. Are we in bed? TikTok.
I know.
Oh, my God, like. Oh, TikTok is stolen by China. We got to ban TikTok. You know what that is? You know
yeah.
what that is? It's not a fucking national security threat. It's too free speech for them. Jews don't like competition. All the other social medias are owned by fucking Jews, and that one isn't, so they don't like it. That's the truth of the matter.
That's right. Well, they'll say TikTok will steal our data, and then it's only owned by Beijing.
So
the algorithm is owned by Beijing. I heard a Jewish guy on local radio here in Phoenix, a social media expert. Now they're social media experts. And he said, Mr. Goldstein said, we can't support TikTok because Americans, i.e. Jews, don't own the algorithm. See, we can't make money off it, so we got to ban it. So you can't use it, and you can't enjoy it. So screw you, America. Screw your free speech. That's what he was saying between the lines.
You know who the most vocal ones pushing that shit are to ban TikTok? It's all these faggot Republicans that call themselves free speech conservatives, and I stand up against the woke agenda, and I support free speech. And meanwhile, they want to ban an entire platform because it speaks a little too much truth for them. It's not,
right.
They don't suck Israel's dick, so it's got to be banned.
Well, what it is, too, is there's more and more nationalist videos. I've seen more people upload. God forbid there's more Nazis on TikTok, Lincoln. We can't have that. How dare you? Bring TikTok into my son. I don't want my son to be a nationalist. I want my son and daughter to be good conservatives who will die for Israel and give more money to Biden. That's the America that we all want and need. That's what they say. That's what they mean. Right?
Yeah, that makes me sick. It's even senators from my own state, like your Josh Hawley's and your Eric Schmidt, and everyone's like, Oh, they're based. Josh Hawley himself said you'll have to carry him out on a cold, hard slab before you'll ever hear him condemn Israel. That's America first. Fuck you.
He said that. You're right. Now, look, he's a good talker. He looks good in a suit. I personally like him, but I don't like some of his attitudes. And you're right, but there's too many Jewish donors in D.C., and none of them have the balls to do anything and go against, you know, again, they want to restrict us and then virtue signal how great they are. And all you're really doing, look, there are some goofy things on TikTok, but the same goes for Facebook. They're not banning that. They're not banning all other kinds of, like, Snapchat. It's not being banned. Instagram's not being banned. Just TikTok, because they can't make money off it. They can't in D.C. That's the real issue.
They sit and they bitch and they talk about this shit like, they take your data. Well, fucking Facebook don't take your data. Google don't take your data. Trump
exactly.
Truth Social doesn't take your data. YouTube doesn't. They all take your data. Every one of them take your data. I mean, it's all bullshit. It's a national security threat. National security threat, my ass. Fucking Israel has stolen way more of our secrets and sold our shit. I mean, how many people have been convicted of spying on us from China as opposed to Israel?
Thank you. Mr. Pollard's one of them. Just went back to Israel, big spy. Gave them our nuclear submarine secrets. Big Jew spy. We let him off the hook. Sure. Oh, yeah. I totally agree. I mean, China's a big threat, don't get me wrong, but it's a distraction. TikTok is another distraction. Get America talking about nothing yet again. While millions pour over the border, while millions of dollars and billions go to Israel and the Ukraine, that's what's really going on. And we're about to get millions of Haitians. But they want you to be talking about TikTok. Mr. and Mrs. America, that's where they got you.
Every day, over 100 white women, over 100 white women are raped per day by these savage niggas, and Republicans are bitching about fucking TikTok.
That's right. The cuck Republicans want to distract. They do not, I've always said, they do not want to do any dirty work. Most Republicans don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't like real confrontation with the Democrats or with what you're talking about. They're big pussies.
They're pussies. They're
scared. They're total pussies. They're scared. Right.
I mean, what kind of faggot do you have to be that you'd rather let your wife or your daughter be raped than be called a racist? You are the ultimate fag.
That's right.
You have to take a chance with your daughter being raped than be called a racist.
Well, that's the epitome of the Republicrat today. I mean, I saw guys, like I was saying before you came on the air in 2008, more or less say, well, if Obama wants to hunt my daughter or my wife, by God, he can have her because I'm not a racist. Literally, I saw guys, white guys, go, he can fuck my wife because he's Obama, and it's A-OK with me because I'm not a racist. Are those people brainwashed? And I'll be honest with you, man, the more I hear, the more I see them, the more I see the leadership of the RNC, I just shake my head and go, you know, no, you guys are now our enemy. You're now our enemy because
well,
there's very few good ones left.
I'm obviously no fan of Barack Obama. I didn't vote for the bastard. And I wouldn't vote for the guy. I won't vote for a non-white. I won't vote for anything other than a white male. But I, mean,
I won't
on
either.
That note, I can honestly say, and anyone who is honest with themselves and gets out of this whole cult worship of Donald Trump, socially, on social issues, Barack Obama was more conservative than Donald Trump. It's fact. Whether you like it or not, it's fact.
I just don't like Barack Obama for what he represents, something far, far bigger than that. He represents black empowerment, like South Africa, Marxist style, over whitey. He was trying to gin up a race war and get the blacks. He got Ferguson going. He almost popped it off. And he's still the power behind the throne there, behind Biden. Still there in D.C. Still calling the shots very, very quietly. He's terrible. Terrible. He set up the nation for complete demolition and failure, and he set up all the pins. I will give him credit, perfectly in alignment, ready to be tipped over and kicked over. It won't take much to kick in America's door. Not anymore. We had 8 years of him, then we had 12 years, including, you know, now with Biden, pretty much a little respite with Trump. But he was distracted for 2 or 3 years. Russia, Russia, Russia. And here we are. Here we sit. Lincoln, it's bad, man. We both know that.
You're not going to hear me defend Barack Obama. I am certainly no Barack Obama fan by any stretch of the imagination. But he was more socially conservative than Donald Trump. That's the only thing good I'll say about the guy. As far as I'm concerned, he's to be in Africa with the rest of his people. And fuck his race traitor mom, too.
Yes, absolutely. What are your thoughts about Haiti and the election?
the whole first thing Haiti. With Haiti, man, I mean, the, you know, the Clinton thing that happened in Haiti, you know, they made tons of money off of it. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you literally have a savage nigger nicknamed Barbecue down there right now running the country and cannibalizing people. And, I mean, they have a nigger named Barbecue that's like the warlord of the country now, like the second most powerful guy. Well, he is the most powerful guy in the country right now, I guess.
He's the most powerful man in Haiti, is Barbecue.
While they're fucking eating cut in the streets and be like, oh, democracy would save them. Oh, this. I mean, they just need... They're fucking savages. That's what they are. They're fucking savages. It's one of my criticisms of conservatives as well. When I hear this shit about, oh, these illegals doing all this, and these illegals, and these illegals, and these illegals. Saying the word illegal is just a fucking faggy cuck term. They're not white. That's the issue. We're just scared to say it, so we say illegals, like those three nigs that shot that guy that Gunslinger was talking about. Do you think they were here legally? All these niggas that are just raping white women, beating up white, killing whitey every day, they're not here illegally. It's a shitty way to avoid being called a racist to say, oh, it's the illegals. Like if they had a piece of paper in their hand saying they're illegal, they wouldn't do it.
That's right. That's right. I know. Legal immigration is bad, and so is illegal.
The other term I hate that reminds me of that is when I hear these conservatives say, oh, Western civilization, they're going to destroy the West. They're going to destroy Western – that's just a faggy way to avoid being called a racist. What you really mean by the West is white countries. That's what you mean when you say Western civilization. You mean white folks. That's what you mean. You're just scared to say white folks, so you say Western civilization. That way it's not a racial issue, and you won't be called racist, even though you are anyway. It's just a faggy way. When someone says Western civilization, they mean white folks.
That's right. I agree totally, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the cut-tards, the Q-tards out there, they love to use language to hide their real intentions. They will never come out and say it because you're right. They're deathly afraid because names hurt them. These are thin-skinned people. Maybe they're kind of – they're probably 10% faggot. You know, probably their DNA. 40. Kind of like the Lindsey Grahams, kind of effeminate guys. And they want to be liked by – they have a strong desire to be liked by everybody. Nothing wrong with that. It's a human trait, and most people, but they really want to be liked. They don't want to be hated, and they don't want confrontation. And that tells me right away they have no balls. If you have no balls, you're not a real man. They're cuck men. They're afraid of confrontation. They're afraid of being called names, so they cuck to everybody. And they are afraid to be called a racist. They're afraid of losing black votes or whatever in their district. Whatever their reasoning is, that's the reasoning. And it's sad that America is at this point where now it's so pathetically weak. These people run the RNC. They run the Republican Party. They're the top people. They rose to the top. You know, everywhere you go, you see Romney, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell with the horse neck. I mean, these people run everything. And they've been running for 20, 30 years. And when new blood comes in like Trump, what do? Not to say Trump is so great, but they attack him. They attack Trump relentlessly. Because he was brand new blood. Talked about some nationalist thing, which was good. But he didn't do everything he said he was going to do. But he did talk. He did get the nationalist movement going. I would give him that.
He did.
He got it kind of. He stirred the pot and he got the things moving at least off the shelf, off the couch, and into the streets, kind of sort of. And then he dropped it like a hot potato the minute the media was calling him racist. And that's when I say typical politician. I mean, my tough folks don't expect too much from Trump. Everyone's got really these really high expectations. Trump's going to go in there and no, he's not. Trump, I doubt, is even going to get elected. And you've heard that from me time and time again. I just don't think the deep state's going to ever allow it ever again. If he gets in by 1% or 0.1%, he's not going to clean house, folks. Do not expect mass arrests, massive deportations. None of that's going to happen. You know why? Because Trump has that fatal flaw where he wants to be liked by everybody. Everybody. He does. If you look at Trump, he hugs the block. Oh, I love you. Your blocks built America. Brings in rappers. Your music built America. Brings in Mexicans. Oh, you guys built America. Everyone built America but the whites. Because he takes you for granted. What do you think, Lincoln?
I mean, Trump is literally a builder. Trump's dad was literally a builder. That's what they did. They're builders. That's what they do. And they're Scottish. And Trump knows that white men built this country. But also know, like when you say, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump got elected. I don't mean to just constantly bitch about Trump. I do agree with you that Trump did some good. I think Trump did start. He ignited this fire of nationalism back in this country, and good for him. He did for me. Sure, I voted for Trump in 2016 and was excited to shit. I had like 6 MAGA hats. I had fucking Trump flags on my walls. I had Trump I had Trump pins at work. I had a Trump sticker on my car. I went to Trump's fucking – I went to – traveled all over the country going to his rallies.
Love it.
I was wearing MAGA hats to work. I was a huge fan. because he did have this nationalist thing that he sold – but Trump is the ultimate salesman. He sold this shit to all the white folks. All the white folks came out of the woodwork and voted for him. People I knew that had never voted in their whole fucking lives went out and voted for him. And then
right.
They're so excited because we finally got a great white savior. And then in 2017, it's like, okay, so we voted for you. Now what are you doing? Like, what are we doing? There's no wall. You didn't stop chain migration. You didn't stop birthright citizenship. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do this. And then 2018 rolls around, and now it's this, and it's this, and promises made, promises kept, like, okay, so which promises? I mean, I see the signs, promises made, promises kept, but which promises? I don't know of any that you kept, but I don't get it. but I mean, I'll give the guy credit for that. I don't want this to be a Trump bitch fest. I'll give the guy credit for that. Good for him. He did do that. I think he didn't mean to do that, but he did, so good for him.
I agree there too.
Yeah,
he didn't really mean to get the national.
Because, like you said, that you don't think the deep state will allow Trump back in. Well, I think the deep state is 100% completely owned and controlled by Jews who absolutely love Trump, and Trump loves them. So it wouldn't surprise me if Trump gets back in.
Well, for our sake, I hope you're right, because I always tell folks that I really don't think. I think that each has turned against him. I think Trump also, the more I analyze him and look at him, I like the guy. He's safe in one respect. He won't damage the country as much as Biden. He won't lift it up as much as he should, but he won't damage it, which tells me, like last time, we will have 4 more years to get prepped and get ready for what's really coming in a post-Trump society, post-Trump America. Trump's not going to live forever, folks. I hate to say it. He's already up there. He probably has 10, 20 years left. You know, hopefully longer. Hope he lives to 100. But, you know, I'm just a realist. And the German in me that comes out, I'll tell you that the deep state has said many times that they will never let him walk in the Oval Office ever again. I hope Lincoln, I hope you're right that he gets in there for our sake. But don't expect these high expectations, folks. Let's say he gets in. Don't expect him to clean house, you know, disband the ATF or FBI, fire 10,000 bureaucrats, all these crazy things that are out there are never going to happen. Because Trump's got the fatal flaw. He likes to be liked by friend and foe alike. See, me, I don't give a rat's ass what my enemies think. I don't. In fact, I hate them. They hate me. Wonderful. Good then. Let's move forward. Trump isn't like that. Trump has a different personality. Trump wants, like, I'll give you a great example, folks, the media. He wants the leftist media to love him. They hate his guts. But he thinks if I don't bring up white men and if I embrace blacks and rappers, they'll love me. Because he has this deep, deep desire to be loved by people that hate him. And thank God I don't have that problem. Trump does. And that's why you see him talk a big game, and then he comes right off a pedestal, and he's cocking to the media, trying to get their attention. Well, did you see my tweets? Right. He's the P.T. Barnum of politics. He wants to be loved by his enemies. And in politics, you're never loved by your enemies. I don't know where he missed the boat on that, but he did. He's been in New York for too long, in my view. What are your final thoughts, Lincoln?
Hey, speaking of, well, I got one more thing for you, then my final thoughts here. Did you see the absolutely cringe thing? It's a huge network out there called Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. What the fuck was that bullshit with Ben Shapiro yesterday talking about how Americans shouldn't be able to retire? They should just work their whole lives. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
That fucking faggy little shit about how people need to work until they die?
Well, it goes along. Don't forget, if you're an elite parasite that's making millions of dollars off your company, you view the rest of us, you know, to those people like Shapiro, they're in the Beltway. They view us as the little people. You guys got to understand. You are viewed as a slave, the goyim. You are supposed to work and pay taxes until you die. And before you die, you're supposed to buy all the products that they offer to be a good goyim slave. How dare you think you can live like a rich Jew and retire early and travel the world? How dare you think that life is not for you? Is what he's really saying. It's only for us, the elite. I heard him say that, and that's my take on it. And I'm not taking it back.
I mean, all
if he's listening,
all these conservatives,
that's what it is.
Conservatives, all these conservatives are stuck in these conservative circles, especially you know, Gen Xers stuff. You know, my age, your age. I'm 47. You know, like. You know, I hope to retire someday. You know, you start working, your average guy starts working at what? You start working at 18 years old, you retire around 68.
Yep.
I mean, you work for fucking 50 years. I mean, my God, Jew Ben, can I at least have 10 years to travel around, go to Scotland, cross some shit off my bucket list, go to Scotland, go to Ireland, go visit Germany, go see some shit, spend some time with my kids, my grandkids. I mean, I slaved my ass off for you for 50 years. I paid lots of taxes that got sent to your fucking shithole, your fucking faggot country in Israel. I did my part for 50 years, Ben. Can I enjoy my time with my family? Do I need to work until the day I die to send my money to your fucking country that has all the shit that America don't have because we pay for it for you? Can I actually... You know, have some time for myself here, Ben. I don't need to work until I die to send every penny I make to fucking Israel.
I know. Well, you're right. And the thing is, that's why I've always said on my show that the best revenge to all these people and the government and all this bullshit is to live as good as you can. Because that's what the big Jew does. If you notice, he lives as good as he can. Mr. Goldstein, Mr. Shapiro, whatever the Jew moniker is. And I say what's good for them is good for us, right? So you're right. I mean, the problem is they keep changing the goalpost. So a dollar now is worth less than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. So we have inflation now. We keep messing around with our economy. Ben's a millionaire, multi-million. He said he owns the Daily Wire. I've researched him. He's, he got in. He got a lot of people behind him. Sure. He views to me like the Washington Beltway, how they view everybody in middle America. Screw you. Work till you die. We hope you never retire. And really, I hate to say it, but technically, they want you to retire. They want you to have 2 years to play golf and live off Social Security and then quickly die. That's really what they want. They don't want you to be healthy. That's why they have the COVID jab. They want you to get sick and die as fast and get off the rolls as fast as possible. Bury you and move on. I hate to say it. Sounds blunt, but that's how they view the country. And so what we have to do, we have to outthink them, outmaneuver them. I've always said that. And that's how they view us. And that's why I've always said you need to make as much money as you can when you can and invest, save, do whatever you got to do. House paid off is great. Take the early Social Security is my best advice. At 62, get on that as soon as you can and start being retired. If you want to be retired, then act retired and take the money and travel and have fun. That's what I would do. And because the big massive uprising that they were talking about 10, 15 years that I thought might happen never happened. So I tell nationalists, look, it's a movement. You'll give your gear to the next generation. And at some point, things are going to kick off. But that's how they view us. You're spot on, Lincoln.
Goyim.
We're nothing but
slaves and tax bitches for Israel and every fucking African country and every like we bitch about. You know something that pisses me off? I see these commercials on TV all the time. I'm sorry, I'm kind of on a rant tonight. I see these commercials all the time that piss me off. Like these hospitals, like this cancer center for children. Like, oh, send us money. Or the ASPCA, animals have mistreated. Like, we need donations. Please donate. Kids with cancer, please donate. We need money. Like, why are you juicing me for money for stuff like that? Why can't our government help these people? Our government sends billions of dollars every year to all these other countries around the world. Why can't we take care of our own people? Why are they juicing me for money? So you want me to send you 20 bucks a month to take care of a 5-year-old kid with cancer? That's a valid cause. That's a good cause. It's heartbreaking. It's sad. And that 5-year-old kid with cancer should be taken care of. But our government can't do it because they don't have the money. Meanwhile, they're sending billions of dollars to fucking Israel and Africa and all these other nations all over the world. Now fucking Haiti. Haiti will get billions of dollars, I'm sure. And then we're going to juice the people that make, 15, 20 bucks an hour for money to take care of these kids?
Sure.
What the fuck is wrong with our society? It's fucking crazy.
It is. That's why, it's called Jewish guilt. And all they want us from us, Lincoln, is you need to be a good consumer. Shut up, cut those checks, and shut the fuck up. And we'll tell you when we want to hear from you. And you better vote our way. And you better not... give us any lip. We'll censor you on the media. We'll take away your TikTok, and we'll tell you how to vote. Sure. That's what they do. So Americans are enjoying TikTok again. Americans are enjoying the funny videos. There are some sexy videos, and there are some even some little mini documentaries that I've seen. But they're enjoying it. So what does the government always do? Americans are enjoying TikTok. They're not giving us any money. So F TikTok, ban it. What they're exactly? This is textbook government operations. It's what in the meantime they're going to send. They announced today, Lincoln, $200 million goes to Haiti, goes to all the nignogs there. And we have no money for animals. We have no money for little kids that have cancer. And you're right. They want to put a guilt trip on you, me. Why aren't you giving more? And they'll say, you need to give more. You consumer, you goyim, don't you get it? You work for us. And we will dispense your money all over the world to all the brown and black people to eventually come here and screw you over. That's America. That's what I mean when I say we are
succeeded.
That's right. That's right. But that's what they want.
Their own. They took care of their own and fuck everyone else. They took care of their own. The government took care. This is what I hate about libertarians. These fucking libertarians like small government, no government, anarchy, blah, blah, blah. Fuck, that's retarded. That's nigger shit. No government. Fuck that. That's what you got in Haiti right now with some nigger named Barbecue running the country. That's anarchism for you.
You do. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with the government if the government is working on behalf of the people, like happened in Germany, what happened in Italy, what happened in Spain under Franco, things that George Lincoln Rockwell proposed in America, things that Oswald Mosley proposed in England, you know, these national socialist ideas where you take care of your own people. You shouldn't be sending
national socialism is a dirty word.
Take care of a cancer-ridden kid.
Yep, it worked in Germany, but national socialism is a dirty word in America because the media has brainwashed most of Americans. Most Americans do not know World War II history or prehistory. They do not know what national socialism really means. Most Republicans and cucks don't know what it means. They don't know. They hear socialism is bad. Socialism is like, oh, no, because national socialism worked very well in Germany. It was very successful. But they can't have that here because you know why? There's no money in it for them. There's no money in it. And if they can't corrupt it, Lincoln, if they can't twist it, corrupt it, which they can't in a national socialism Germany, then they don't want it. There's no money in it, see? And that's America. America likes to have money in everything. And that's why it's only going to happen when this country implodes or collapses from within. Nothing is going to happen until we have a massive dollar crash, a 90% correction in the stock market, until you see people really get hurt. Really hurt, wailing, gnashing of teeth. I've always said it'll never happen here because Americans are too comfortable. And they know if we give the white man in the suburbs a little bit of money, give him some cash, a little job, a 401k, a nice SUV, a home in the suburbs, he'll never riot. He will never join a revolution. He will never do anything but what we tell him to do. And that's where America is right now. I rest my case.
Final thoughts, Vaughn. I'm a big fan of Gunslinger. I like Gunslinger. He cracks me up every night. I enjoy his rant. I agree with him on 95% of things. I think Gunslinger is a national treasure. I will disagree with Gunslinger on one thing, however. I don't think that God, guns, and guts built this country. I think white men built this country because if you gave a bunch of fucking niggers God, guns, and guts, they would not save this country. It would look like fucking Haiti.
Week and great call, man. Great, great way to sound off tonight. Love it. We'll talk soon, man. Appreciate
White
it.
Power,
have
brother.
A great night. You got it. White power. Damn right. If they can say black power, brown power, La Raza, I say white power. Screw them all. EMP, you're up next. Lincoln, great call. Love that. Well, that was the Waffen SS tribute to Lincoln. Look, I've always told you guys this, and you can take it to the bank. You can think what you want. You can do what you want. But on my show, I believe in telling the truth. I'm a Boy Scout after all. And don't Boy Scouts always tell the truth? Well, we try. And I'm an Eagle Scout on top of that with a bronze and silver palm. That's the equivalent rank of a four-star general in the military. Well, this country is fun to watch. This country will never give us the government that we seek right now. I always knew there was something really effed up with the modern-day America. Originally, when we started out the country, we had it right. We went awry. I've told you before we were even born, the freight train went off the rails decades before we were a gleam in our dad's eye with your mother. So we've inherited a complete, utter economic, political, and social mess. The white man is not going to rise up anytime soon. He's way too comfortable in the suburbs. He's pursuing life, liberty, and happiness per the U.S. Constitution, and good for him, because be careful what you wish for. Things will happen naturally, and we are coming up, I believe, on a precipice of a lot of things. Getting back to Trump for a moment, we'll get to EMP here in a second. Trump, you should have pardoned your warriors when you had the chance and when you had the presidential power. It'll be a long shot if the deep state, in my view, ever allows you into the Oval Office ever again. They said this repeatedly, and I take them at their word. It's actually, in my view, disgraceful that your key supporters have been locked up in prison all these years. They should not have been left there to rot, be mocked, and tortured daily by their Negro Democrat guards in D.C. It is what it is. We got a guy who's the front runner, who talks the talk. But again, don't view Trump as your savior. He's not your messiah. He is a guy that will keep the floodwaters from reaching all of America. He's a little German Dutch boy with his thumb in the dike. He will give us 4 more years, if we get lucky, to prep and prepare for what's really coming economically, socially, politically. If you think we have problems now, you ain't seen nothing yet. This show is not a doom and gloom show. We're telling you this. We have a positive outlook on the future, but only if you prepare for it. And with that, let's get EMP, who's been holding all night from the swamps of Louisiana. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Vaughn? You know, the Jew has been in control of the physical aspects of countries since biblical times. Think about it. Joseph
yes, sir.
Gets sold. We both believe in the Bible, right? You and I both believe
mm-hmm.
in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph gets sold into slavery. Yeah, he spent some time in an Egyptian prison. Fine, whatever. And some woman tried to get him to have sex with her, whatever. Forget about that. The Pharaoh at the time has a bad dream about an upcoming famine and how it's going to hurt Egypt. He didn't understand the dream. Who does he go to? He goes to Joseph to interpret the dream. Then after he interprets the dream, he makes Joseph second in charge of Egypt, only behind him, and basically putting him in charge of the fiscal aspects of Egypt at the time. So the Jew has controlled the fiscal aspects of countries since biblical times.
Right. It's a fact. And that's why, because they're anti-white, and most whites don't think of them that way, because most Jews have white skin. But deep down, Jews will tell you, we're not white, and we never say we're white. We don't like whitey, because Jews will tell you that, and I've met Jews who will honestly tell you that we do not worship your God or your positive God. They also believe this world is ruled by Satan, and they'll deep down tell you that they pray to Satan. They do. They're anti-white.
Right.
They're into usury, degeneracy. They go into a nation, and they might look the part, but they very quickly know the levers of society. In other words, while the biblical man is busy working the fields, the factory, making the car, the widgets, the rockets, where does the Jew go? The Jew, one, never wants to get his hands dirty. And he goes where the power is and the money. Because deep down, he wants to control the goyim. And we are the goyim. If you're not Jewish, you are goyim. And that's how they view the world. That you're the slave, they're the master. And once you understand that, as you do, most Americans don't get it. But that's how the Jew looks at everything. So they go into media. They go into government. They go into banking and finance. They go into Hollywood, you know, movies, production. Anywhere where there's lots of money lots of power and not a lot of work, if you notice. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I mean, on one hand, I go, not a bad plan. You go in every country. You teach the people to hate themselves. You send their sons out to foreign wars to kill them, to literally kill them, so they can't come back and make a big white family. That's how you keep the population down. You call the herd. And you do it in a patriotic way, where the guys are glad to die for Israel. They're proud to die for Zog, for Zionism. That's what they're born to do in the Jews' eyes. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the thing. Now, I'm going to agree to disagree with some of your callers tonight. Maybe not Gunslinger, but most of your other callers.
Be kind. Be kind. And don't name names. Don't name anyone's name.
I think in 2016 he was trying to get everybody to like him. He's now figured out that not everybody's going to like him. All right? Yeah, his daughter married a Jew. Okay, so possibly our last caller is right, and the Jews are going to help him get into. But he's just a tool, a hammer or a saw or a drill. You know, he's a tool, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
The Jews, he's just a tool. As far as some of the stuff he says he wants to do, I think he's probably, if he gets in there and if he survives now. There's a theory going around what's happening with the House of Representatives. I'll get to that in a minute, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, that he does get in there and he survives, and they maybe try to do something with him, but they're largely unsuccessful, and he sticks to what he says. He's saying he's going to fire the CIA and the FBI. I say good.
He won't. He's not. He knows you like that. See, Trump knows you like to hear that.
No.
He's never going to do it in the real world.
I'm just playing devil's advocate with you, Vaughn. Let's say he does that, and he does what I think should be done is this. You fire them, you take away their pensions, and then you take away their secret clearances, thereby forcing them to go get a freaking minimum wage job at 50 or 60. You know,
right.
That's what needs to be done with these people. Okay, say that happens. Okay, this is devil's advocate again. Say that happens. Now,
this gets into
what is going on in the Congress right now, in the House of Representatives. A lot of these swampy liberal Republican, McCarthy Republicans are looking at retiring. You know what happens if they retire?
Yes.
That gavel goes over to the Democrats.
That's right.
And when Trump gets in there, the Democrats will say, all right, even though they changed the rule from the Electoral Count of 1877, it says you can take the elections into the Congress and contest them there. They changed that rule, which basically what the rule says now is that in this respect, the vice president has no power in this respect. So whoever, if it's Kamala Harris, if it's whomever, they have no power to do this and accept it. The way it should work is they try this stuff, and they let them blow their wad and New York declares whatever, or New Jersey or California, whatever, declares that these votes don't count and whatever. Let them do that. If everything was even, then let them do it, but say, fuck you, and bingo. They're done, right?
Right.
So But if the house flips, and it flips due to the fact of these idiot Republicans that hate Trump so much that they can't see, and they want the old ways to return where they're the controlled opposition, right? We're all gonna retire, screw Trump, screw the country, and give the thing back to Hakeem Jeffries. That's what they're thinking.
Well, yeah, and the thing is like Trump's got an uphill battle, man. I mean, but I liked your hypothetical, but I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. And I want to be wrong, but I don't think Trump's going to win the presidency. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why on three fronts. One, because Trump has the fatal flaws, and by the way, if you hear that, I coined that term, nobody else. If you hear anybody else on the radio or if you see the fatal flaw, that's from the Von Wehen show. Nobody else is saying that. Trump has a fatal flaw. He wants to be liked so bad. And he just has a desire. Everyone loves him. In my view, he's going to cuck and capitulate. He's going to put a black or a woman or a faggot or an Indian like Nikki or Vivek on the ticket. And when he does that, trying to, again, pander and cater to people who traditionally hate the white man, and they're not going to vote for him in enough numbers, he will lose millions of white votes who will be turned off by it, but that will never be reported. And he'll wonder why he lost the next election. I don't know why. Trump believes that the whites are with him no matter what. And that is the fatal flaw. They're not with you. No matter, and I will be one of them. If Trump panders to people that I don't like as his VP, I will go on record, I will not vote for Trump. To me, it's beyond a great economy. And my vote won't count much for anything anyway. But I know millions of white guys, we're watching him like a hawk, aren't we? And Trump goes, well, you know, I might pick a woman. It could be huge. You know, the next town, I might pick a black. It could be huge. See, he plays his game. I got Trump's game. P.T. Barnum, mm-hmm. politics. I coined that. I coined the fatal flaw. His fatal flaw is that. And when he does that, and I believe he will, he'll cuck to pressure, and then he also wants the media to adore him. Wow, Trump picked a black. Trump picked a woman. Trump thinks they're not going to call him a racist Nazi for the whole campaign until Election Day, but they will anyway. And I need to be on his campaign. Don't stop wanting to lick the boots and kiss people's ass who traditionally hate your guts. It's not because you're Trump. It's because you're a successful white European male, and they can't have that. I'll prove it to you. Letitia James in New York, what does she say she wants to do, the Attorney General? She wants to seize Trump's properties. She wants to grab his money and impoverish him. That's what she wants to do. That's what she wants to do.
Right.
They want to take him from being a rich white man to a very poor criminal white man. That's the leftist dream. That's their fantasy. To put Trump behind bars. They say it every day. And you need to believe them. When they say these things, believe them. So, Trump, I know him. Look, I'm not voting for the guy. If he picks Nikki Haley or Kristi Noem. And by the way, Kristi Noem of South Dakota has just passed the most draconian hate crimes bill directed at the white male in South Dakota. Did you hear about that?
Right. Now,
have you heard about it?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about DeSantis being his running mate. You know what's stopping that? Two things. He betrayed Trump, number one, and two.
So what?
You can't have, according to the rules, you cannot have two people from the same state on the same ticket. His home
Bullshit.
Is listed as being from Florida, in Florida, right? Mar-a-Lago,
doesn't matter.
Right?
He needs Florida. You don't win Florida. That's why I say you don't win Florida. You don't win the presidency, man.
Right. Now,
Florida is that important.
Now, let's go ahead and plan this thing out. If you can't, let's just say you can't have him, okay? There are a couple of other white.
Then pick a white male. White male governor.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, don't tinker with the ticket.
From New York, I could have won in Lee Zeldin, and of course our friend down there in Texas.
I wouldn't pick Abbott because he's in a wheelchair. It's bad optics. For governor, that's great. For VP, you need a guy to stand. I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So Abbott's out. It's got to be
right.
A young enough guy who's got a position. I would look for Lee Zeldin's fine. Somebody like that, or it could be maybe a young congressman. Somebody that, you know, Bush picked Quayle back in the day from the Congress. Made him a VP.
Right.
See? Stuff like something like that. A Quayle move would work. You don't have to be a governor. VP is a ceremonial job anyway. But you want somebody smart that will not take away your limelight. That's Trump.
Right, and that's the thing. And I mean, there is some other people out there that we haven't gotten into that, you know. I'll say this. The guy who's running his True Social right now, Devin Nunes, who was in Congress, who is from California, all right, would be a good pick. But that's just me spitballing here, you know, just trying to think of other white, you know, European, you know, males.
Right. Is that template works.
That type of thing.
That template works. I like things that work. It works. Let's face it.
Right.
It works.
That's the thing. Now,
it works every time it's tried. Every time.
Right.
Virtually,
I mean, look,
without fail. If you want to win, stick to the template. Do not deviate and do not tinker with the Republican ticket. If you're serious about winning, Trump's not serious about winning. To me, he'll pick a minority.
I think we got our black fill as president when Obama was in there. If you know,
sure the hell did.
He did not pick a black man. He picked the crook. He picked Joe Biden, who is a white.
That's right.
European, right.
He knew he was the flavor at that moment in American history. You're right.
Right, and then. Well, I mean, Trump, I don't like to pick now, but Trump ended up picking Pence, right? Another white.
Yes.
European.
That's right.
Guy.
And he won.
Now, granted, Biden picked Kamala Harris, who everybody knows how she got.
But they
to
stole
where
it.
She is. That's
they didn't
say,
win fair and square.
He's black, you know. And a woman.
Yes. Right, but they
stole
it. That's what blacks do. They steal things. They stole that election.
If you trust what you're seeing in the poll, he doesn't have to do much to get the blacks to like him because
that's right.
You know,
that's my point.
It's not that he's trying to get them to like him. The Democrats are doing all his work for him.
Right. You don't have to pander to blacks. The blacks who like Trump are going to vote for him no matter what. There's no need to pander. That's what I would tell Trump. You don't need to go down these roads. Don't worry. They're going to love you. He likes to be loved. I get him.
And now that Trump's in control of the RNC, more of his guys can get elected. More of the America First nationalists can get elected, you know?
But they better be true blue America First people, not just wannabe.
My point with this is there were a number when Romney McDaniel was in control, there were a number of people that Trump endorsed that frankly didn't get the money from the RNC. Now, you may say, well, they didn't have the money because Romney McDaniel was corrupt. Ah, put that off to the side. She is corrupt. She is a establishment corrupt.
We got 1 minute, sir. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's the thing. And I'll leave you with this. Snapshots and sound bites. Go back and watch the first day of the Fannie Willis trial when she was wearing her dress backwards. That's a snapshot. But the more important snapshot was that little flag lapel pin that she was flying upside down. And everybody who knows the military knows what an upside down flag means, particularly with the Navy.
You're in distress.
That's right. So that should tell you that she knew that she's in trouble. When she was flying that pin upside down, that should tell you that she knew she was in trouble. Now, will she get hammered? Well, she's already gotten hammered by Wade, but that's a totally different thing. Will she get pulled from the case or whatever? We'll have to see. But she knows she's in trouble. She knows she's in trouble.
She does. EMP, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Have a great night, sir. We salute you out there in the swamps of America. Thanks, sir. You got it. EMP, great call. Wow, what a show. Great call. Everyone's on fire tonight. In fuego. Love it. Love it. Well, we will get to everything here, but you know they call us the deplorables, this and that. Of course they will. They always will. But right now, listen to this ad I found, and you might like it.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars. Mitch's swamp people are now running false negative ads against me. They are also childishly calling me despicable and mentally ill. The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun. I will beat Joe Manchin and ditch Cocaine Mitch for the sake of the kids.
Good stuff. Good stuff there. Well, Governor Kristi Noem and ex-Governor Nemirata Haley, both are the new face of the conservative movement in America. America. Both are Israel first, America a distant second or third, if that. Both are bought and paid for political whores. And yes, we have noticed, and we suspected it all along. These women smile at you while they stab you in the back. They are both unfit for higher office for life. And Kristi Noem, South Dakota, you better watch what you say now, white man, or it could be construed by your big Jewish lobby donors as a hate crime. Remember, in South Dakota, only the Jew gets to decide what is acceptable speech, quote unquote, and what is not, just saying. They warn that such laws passed in South Dakota would be harmful to the Jewish community, that they would give the appearance that the Jewish community exercises undue influence in government. The Republican Cuck Party is fast surpassing the Democrat Marxists as the white man's greatest enemy in America, the way things are really going. Well, good then. Now the white man can form his own political party, and it's about time. We want no more controlled opposition to lead us. We want no more crazy hate crime legislation. We want no more draconian laws. We want a safer, better America for all. We want a country that we can truly be proud of. And right now, this country's having major problems. We're about to bring in a ton of people from Haiti. And it's amazing what's going on. But folks, stay tuned every week to the Von Wien Show. We're so glad that all of you are here. We'll be here next week. I guarantee it. Signing off from Valhalla Studios for another great broadcast day. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you,
yeah.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I
Savings are in full bloom at Tanger Outlets. Enjoy up to an extra 25% off on top of everyday savings during Tanger Style, our biggest sale of the season. Shop and save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Columbia Factory Store, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, Michael Kors, and more. Find amazing value on your favorite brands at Tanger Outlets. Get your extra savings at Tanger.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.